This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Welcome to Earth Matters on the Bigger Picture. I'm Juliet Jacobs. It's time for another episode of Tak Kenal Maka Tak Cinta, our ongoing tourism theme series on Earth Matters, which aims to highlight lesser-known ecotourism spots right here in Malaysia. The series is, of course, done in collaboration with the Ecotourism and Conservation Society of Malaysia, or ECOMAI. We want to take you back to the great outdoors. We want you to experience the many off-the-beaten-track nature spots our country has to offer. We want to get you out of that office and home and back into the wild. So last month, we did an overview of what Tawau over in Sabah has to offer. But today we want to dive into Semporna, which is nestled on the eastern coast of Borneo, of course. It's about 80 plus kilometres from Tawau town, and it offers breathtaking biodiversity. There's vibrant coral reefs to lush rainforests, and there's also very rich cultural tapestry woven by the indigenous communities. So much happening there. So we are going on a tour, of course, today with our tour guide, Andrew Sebastian, the founder and chief executive officer of ECOMAI. Welcome, Andrew. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Juliet. Thanks for having me once again. And oh boy, do we have a show.
Yes. So, yeah, definitely. So, yes, like I said, last month we did a sort of like a brief overview on Tawau. And again, we kept saying during that episode, so many things that we need to dive into. So we're going to Semporna.
No pun intended. Yes.
So Semporna.
Amazing dive spots.
Yes, definitely. Yes. And we're going to talk about that. So yes, quite easy to get to, right? I mean, from Tawau, like I said, it's about 80 plus kilometers. So fly into KK and then take a car or a bus, right?
Right. So we're going to talk about Semporna. You know, it sounds exotic already, isn't it? As it rolls off your tongue. People think it's somewhere in Indonesia. You know, they think it's somewhere maybe in the Philippines. Yeah, half right, half right. Yeah, it's pretty close to each other. The capital of Semporna district, Pekan Semporna, it's in Tawau district. And as you said, yes, easily accessible. Fly into Tawau, take an hour's drive, rent a car, take an hour's drive, you know, or get a taxi and so on. Now, Semporna to me, you know, when we talked about the show, talking about exotic little places, you know, in districts where, you know, you can get a lot of nature-themed things to do. I think Semporna doesn't really jump out, you know, because, that's the beauty of Malaysia, being Malaysia, you know, with so much of biodiversity and yet so much of mystery and mystique, you know. Yeah. And today we get to highlight Semporna, yeah. And if you look at the Malaysian map, and if you say, let's go to the eastward, the most eastward section of Malaysia, you know, northeast. You go up to Sabah and then look at the map again. You go again to the very much east. You will see, you know, a funny, peculiar distinctive shape of Borneo, the northern Borneo area. Mm-hmm. And in the south, just before you hit Indonesia, is all this cluster of islands. Yeah, and right smack in the middle, Semporna. I can only describe to you, and if you do some research on Semporna itself, I think you said it best. You know, when I first mentioned this to you, it's the wild east. You know, yeah. Can you imagine that? You know, let me read a little bit about Semporna back in the day. Yeah, this is the 1800s, 1876. The British North Borneo Company was given this land by the Sultanate. But those days, the wild east, you know, few people lived in the coast. It was the main landing point for pirates, you know. They roamed the seas free, kidnapping, raiding, killing, you know.
Marauding.
Marauding. Yeah, that's a good word, marauding, yeah.
Yes.
Until folks like James Brooke, you know, the Dutch, the Spanish, you know, can you imagine, you know, this little corner in the middle of somewhere. You know, there's already all these giant, the presence of giants from Europe, yeah, the Dutch, Spanish, and James Brooke, you know. Mm-hmm. And these people got together and they fought off the pirates, you know. So if you're thinking Pirates of the Caribbean, you know, it's in Caribbean and so on. But guess what, folks? A lot of things were happening right here in our waters, you know. And it was all happening just off Sampurna, you know. Doesn't that give you this wonderful sense of romance, you know, intrigue, you know. It's like a... It's like a Hollywood movie now. I think someone should do a movie.
Yeah.
I don't mind starring in it, you know. It's pretty good. All right.
Tiba-tiba okay. Starring in it pula. Okay.
No, it's so exciting. It's so exciting. Yeah. So Sampurna, 40,000 people lived there. It developed very, very slowly in the 1800s. And it is now, to me, one of the most exciting finds that I think in all our the sessions we have been doing in Takanamakata Chitra.
Because, of course, you know, there's so many ecotourism opportunities there, isn't it? Maybe you want to share what are some of the, I guess, why is Sampurna such a unique destination for eco-travelers in particular?
That's right. So let's start with the city itself.
Okay.
Township or city. I have friends who live there, who run homestays and so on, and they call it a town. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's very quaint. Yeah. So the town and the city itself, not very large. You think, yeah, 40,000 people thereabouts. Yeah. They have their own Yamcha Street, for example. A lot of hotels. First, let me just say, a lot of hotels, a lot of homestays, spot for choice. Yeah. No 6 stars, or unfortunately, in the city itself, but yeah, 6-star plus, I would think, if you talk about the stuff in the islands, yeah, the villas and islands and so on. Okay, so in the town itself, they have their own Yamcha streets where you can go, the old town feeling, you know. Again, reminiscing about the romance of the 1800s, you know, where it's like a cowboy town, you know. Mm-hmm. The Bajau folks are walking around, you know, they're on the kayaks, you know. So it's really interesting. So lots of food to talk about and talk about places like the townships within Sampurna itself.
Okay.
This is interesting. Bukit Tengkorak archaeological site is also found 10 minutes or 10 kilometers from the town center. Yeah. It was one of the biggest factory, as you would say, in pottery making. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pottery making. But this is in a Neolithic period. Yeah. So they found pottery, remnants of pottery and so on in that site, dating back to 3,000 years.
Wow.
My God, so when I was reading this, I'm like, wow, you know. And the pottery making skills are still practiced by the Bajau that still live in the area. And they still practice the skill of making this pottery, you know. So so one of the sites that you must see is the Bukit Tengkorak archaeological site. There is also a beautiful trail. And let me tell you, the little hikes that you take in this site, in this park, basically, it goes up to 300 meters 600 meters. There's a 300 meter trail. Views are excellent.
Okay.
Excellent. Okay, rivals anything you can see around the world in terms of tropical and oceans and so on. Yeah?
Okay.
The archaeological site even has its own virtual tours. So if you want to take a glimpse of what's there,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, go on a virtual tour. And the museum people have done a good job, I would say. And it's really underused, yeah, and I really like listeners to give it a try, you know. Go on to the virtual tour; it's excellent,
okay.
And you would understand why I'm so excited about Sampurna, yeah. So archaeological and history and natural history
yeah.
aside,
mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that is already an excellent thing, and it's part of a volcanic rock, a volcanic mouth, you know. 2 kilometers in diameter, this little hill that I want you guys to all to climb, and of course, breathtaking view. You'll see fringing reefs as you walk up and take the view.
Okay. So a lot to do. Land-based activities, of course, you know, plenty to do, right? And you know, while speaking of land-based activities, there are, there's forest as well. There's jungle, some natural rainforest there that we can go visit as well, isn't it?
That's right. So the Clare's Forest Reserve is nearby. Again, everything is quite close by once you're already in the center of Sampurna. The Clare's River, for example, it's very famous for its river cruises, yeah. So fireflies for one thing. You do the river cruise, especially in the evening, you get to see a lot of cool stuff. Fireflies is one of the main things that you get to see. personally, I love it that they also have things to see like a proboscis monkey. Again, this is very unique. It's uniquely Malaysian and uniquely Bornean in sense of identity. Together with the orangutan, the proboscis monkey is one of the most sought after primate. If you're a mammal watcher, even if you're not, if you're a nature lover, you know, this is something, this is a primate that you have to see. It's so special. It's so spectacular. And during this river cruise, you also get to see crocodiles, estuarine crocodiles.
Oh, nice.
Boy, tumbaga. Okay. You know, wow. Exciting, isn't it? I mean, I hope it doesn't put people off. I hope it gets people excited, you know, because you don't often get to see, especially in peninsula, don't get to see freshwater crocodiles.
Yeah. Okay. So, so that's, and that's just one, I think, of many, right? There are other,
That's quite, there's a few trails that you can do and so on, but the Clear River, the Clear Forest Reserve is a place that you can go and visit, easy walking. The river cruise is nice for families, for nature lovers, photographers and so on. So it's pretty well-rounded when you want to talk about things and activities to do in Semporna, especially land-based and water-based like that.
Okay, so but now let's talk about, of course, the islands, right? I mean, I think, you know, words that are synonymous with where we speak about Semporna is those, like, you know, sandy beaches, crystal clear, turquoise water. So, yes, it is, I guess, you know, a gateway to that group of eight islands in the Tun Sakaran Marine Park, isn't it?
That's right, it is. Again, not to belittle people who have done Caribbean and the Maldives and Mauritius and so on. But if you have not been to this part of our country, you know, you really got to do it. You really got to do it, because then you'll see, my God, you know, and it's only a flight over 2.5 hours, flying over from KLIA.
Okay.
Spoiled for choice in terms of islands. There are 8 islands in this cluster of marine park. From Semporna to get to the first one, Bohe Dulang.
Okay.
Yeah, Bohe Dulang. Yeah, Bohe Dulang Island. I think this is the one that stands out the most for me, at least. Yeah. Because it has its own nature trail. Again, there's a short trail, 600 plus meters. It's steep, but it's short. But again, it takes you up to this breathtaking view. And I say, I'm not easily impressed by views, but the view from the Bohe Dulang Nature Trail, when you get up there, you know, again, from up there, you're looking at a panoramic 360 view of a sea-filled volcanic crater down below, fringing corals, and you'll have spoiled for choice once you get into the water and do the islands. Do an island hopping trip. Go up to this trail. It is also home to some spectacular birds, 48 over species of birds. Some of them are endemic only to the island of Borneo. Metallic pigeon, the Nicobar pigeon, beautiful, beautiful large pigeon, you know. Black-necked fruit dove, some of the rarest birds also found in the area. But that's not all. Also on this island lives one of the most iconic, one of the most mysterious, one of the most sought-after communities is the Bajau Laut. And they have a settlement over there, yeah. So there's an advisory that you're not supposed to go and gawk at the communities living there, because they live there. These are sea gypsies, yeah. And of course, when you're on a tour, you get to go around the village and so on, yeah. It is truly amazing sight. They have kept their lifestyle for thousands of years in this area, the sea gypsies. Yeah, so they're very special, uniquely linked to what we know as Semporna. And of course, we take it as our identity as Malaysians.
Okay, so I mean, they've been there for generations, isn't it? So
so amazing. I think we've seen a lot of nice photographs of their children in the dugout canoes, you know, and they're really so well adapted to the water. They are very skilled in that sense, yeah, for fishing and sea produce and so on. So that itself, I think, is the best selling point for the islands.
Yeah. I do want to say also that I have spoken to NGOs who are working to prevent that sort of like exploitation of, right. you know, so do, you know, if you go, do pick tour guides who don't just, you know, take you to the take, like kind of, like you said, like gawk at them and take pictures and without their consent and things like that. So
I think if you do things tastefully and you're respectful, you know, anywhere you go in the world, anywhere you go in the world, I think you need to treat the local communities as they are. You're not there to judge. You're not, in fact, there to just shoot a million photographs and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You're just going to go and experience and see from their eyes, you know, understand them a little bit, bring people closer together. And that's why, you know, our takana, market touch interacting, it goes, really drives the point home. I mean, once you start to get to know that such a community live and exist, with or without your interference, you know, it puts a real, it really warms your heart.
Yeah, definitely. So islands, of course, and again, you know, a haven for activities like snorkeling, diving. I mean, it's really a beautiful hotspot for all of that, right?
There are 8 islands. So if you're going to book yourself on, you can custom make your island hopping tours to spread it over 3 or 4 days, go to different islands, you know. This is the perfect place for you to do this for your friends and your families. If you're a snorkeling person or you're a diving person, this is the place to go. About Gaia Island, also another big island within the cluster. Again, formed by ancient volcanoes, and that means, you know, shallow, deep waters, fringing reefs everywhere, one of the highest biodiversity in terms of marine fish and so on. And that really puts us on the world map. Yeah, I'm not even talking about the other islands that you spoke about previously, Sipadan, and so on. It was already world famous as a diving spot. So this cluster of islands give you a very interesting preview. Yeah, if you're new to the oceans and snorkeling and so on, I think this is the best place for you to go. This is the best playground you and your kids can enjoy.
Okay. And so again, you know, definitely also opportunities to engage in, I guess, some wildlife conservation sorts of activities as well, right? I mean, whether in the forest or whether on the marine islands as well, right?
That's right, yeah. So protecting marine wildlife, turtles, they are raised there as well, you know. That's what ecotourism is all about, you know. You support local economies, you support local guides, stakeholders, and they in turn will support and protect their very assets that make them famous. And that's the name of the game. And that's why Malaysia is different from the other 75% of the world in terms of biodiversity. So once we understand that, we do, then we will realize that every time we get onto the plane and get onto the boat, you know, and see something new, I think that leaves an impression on everybody. And when people start to learn to love, and we hope that people then will get moved to actually take a lot more action in their daily lives.
Yeah.
Protect.
Definitely. So, I mean, that's the heart of ecotourism, isn't it? Okay, so definitely, you know, something for everyone. There's land-based, marine-based, sea-based. Any specific seasons or times of the year that are particularly ideal for, you know, ecotourism-themed activities in Semporna?
I think as long as we avoid the monsoon season, and because it's getting popular now, it's getting popular now. Holiday seasons, people are already starting to notice this area and these islands. So I think for the next 5 years, 10 years, it'll still be a pretty secluded area for you to go and visit. Get out there, avoid the monsoon season, of course. December, January, I think that's the only time you should avoid. And I think almost all year round, you could enjoy the island and enjoy the village and the townships and so on. Having said that, monsoon doesn't mean everything stops. You know? I like the monsoon because fly in, drive there, get there, with or without the rains, you know, it's still a special thing that, you know.
And in terms of like lodging and you know, staying there, right? I mean, there's a range of accommodation available, I guess, different sorts of budgets.
Yes. From staying on islands with facility is one, rooms are one, you know, really, really comfortable. I wouldn't want to put stars to this, but with the surrounding reef ecosystem and so on, I will call them 10 stars. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So accommodation from the sea villas, you know, to homestays. I think homestays are basically the backbone of how a community develops and gets involved in ecotourism. So I've been, it's a privilege for me to know some of the homestays in that area. That they've developed a good sense of their identity, Jonas Place, amazing rooms, a cube bed station, for example. These are homestays that are developing themselves too and getting in touch with what is truly Sampona. So these people who live there started homestays and they're trying to promote Sampona, because, you know, Sampona is not really on a list of top 10 places where people to visit yet, you know, and that's a crying shame. And yet, there's opportunities for us. So yeah, homestays, to chalets, and to those wonderful, wonderful accommodation you find on the islands.
Okay, those big, big resorts as well, right? So yeah, again, there's the range, right? That's what we want folks to know. So there is something for everyone.
And mostly are all family.
Friendly,
yeah.
Okay.
Or romantic getaways, you know. I think it caters for everything. I'm just astonished that most of my friends have not been there. I did a quick poll, you know. No one has heard of it. People have heard of Sipadan, of course, because a lot of my friends are divers and so on.
Okay.
But no one has quite been there yet.
Okay, so make that your next destination. Then, you know, we've got some holidays coming up, Hari Raya and all of that. If, you know, if you're not celebrating, maybe you're looking for a holiday getaway, Sampona should be on that list. And I do know that the Sabah state government, you know, they're heavily promoting. So there was like quite a lot of offers actually being offered. I think you just need to go to Tourism Malaysia's website and you can catch it all
there. Mata Fair is on already.
Mata Fair is on as well. So yeah.
That's right.
Andrew, thank you so much for joining me today. I was speaking to Andrew Sebastian, founder and chief executive officer of the Ecotourism and Conservation Society of Malaysia. We were talking about Sampona in this month's episode of Tak Kenal Maka Tak Cinta. If you miss any part of this episode or any of our previous episodes, and we've done 12 so far, we're counting this, it's 12, you can search for the podcast at bfm.my/earth. You can also find it on the BFM app. If you'd like to find out more about EcoMy, just head to Andrew's website, and so that's ecomy.org, or follow him on social media. He posts some very irritating photos on Facebook where of all his adventures and travels. You will have some envy, I guess, right? Some wanderlust will come from there. My thanks again to Andrew. This has been Earth Matters.
Thank you very much.
This has been Earth Matters on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.